I typically consider any use of a vendor to present several risks to the project. They can cancel their contract with us, their team members can leave, they can do poor quality work, they do not meet our deadlines, they can raise their fees. Based on my experience, I know that when my project is using vendors, I need to address the related risks immediately. I once managed a project on which we were using a vendor for some very specialized technical skills that we did not have in-house. The vendor was going to be an integral part of the project's success. I finished the initial meeting with the vendor team, and I was very concerned with our heavy reliance on them. The team definitely had the technical skills, and they seemed committed to the project's success. However, I was concerned about their ability to retain their most technical person, which would impact their ability to do the work we needed done when we needed it done. During the meeting, their technical lead, who was evidently very well respected for his knowledge, told me he was counting down the number of days until his retirement. He was planning on retiring 1 month prior to a large project milestone. He was without a doubt crucial for meeting that milestone. I immediately considered the risk of the vendor retiring prior to the project's end as a high probability and high impact risk. Throughout the meeting, I tried to learn more about our options. Was there a backup person? Could we use someone else instead? What terms were in their contract around delivery? After the meeting, I started looking at the project schedule to see if I could adjust some of their work to finish their part 6 weeks earlier. The project sponsor stopped by my desk and asked what I thought about the meeting. I told the sponsor I was concerned about the vendor's ability to retain their technical lead, and I was looking at our options for addressing the risk. The sponsor laughed, and then said that this vendor technical lead has been working on various projects for the organization for the past 5 years, and has had his countdown the entire time, and it was always 1 month before the end of the project. Apparently, it was the vendor's way of testing the project manager and their sense of humor. I reevaluated the project risk as low probability and high impact. The project sponsor and I agreed it was not a risk we needed to address. However, I did make an effort to make sure that the vendor technical lead provided us with documentation to support the work he was doing, and I partnered one of my team members with him as much as possible to learn from him, just in case.